I just. I'm okay. I just had a. The fuck? I just had a really crazy dream. I guess it was a nightmare. I'm okay. Whew. No, it was nothing like that. I just. No, it was completely random. It was. I don't know. I have these weird, like, time traveling dreams sometimes. You know, it's weird because I'm not caught up in Doctor Who. No, it's, I can talk about it. No, it wasn't like traumatic or anything. It's just bizarre. I was in school. I don't know. You know how it is. You're like in your 30s and still having random dreams about being in school. Surely that's not just me. No, I think I was a student. No, definitely had teaching dreams. Those are. God, I had a really terrifying one once. About. Anyways, so. Oh, God, that one was bad. No. This one was just random. It wasn't like. Sparked by anything, I can tell. It's just one of those, like, apocalypse dreams where you're trying to go back in time and stop the apocalypse. Oh, of course, it never works. Yeah, it was weird. Because, like, it was like me and two other people. Like, I'm telling you, this wasn't like people I knew in this dream or like people I. Or like places I knew. It was weird. Sometimes I think I'm a dreamwalker. Like, I feel like I had just had someone else's nightmare. Because it was like very clear, like, these. People have like names and identities that I just don't know. Oh, sometimes I wonder if I should like write these down. Like, I'm supposed to be an author or something, but I don't have the patience for that. Oh, yeah, it was just like. Like, this girl, it was a guy and a girl that I time traveled with. We were, like, classmates or something. I don't know. I recognized the girl's last name as, like, a last name of a family in my high school, but, like, I didn't recognize her, you know, whatever. It was like this weird reveal thing. Like, we went back in time to see, like, what happened or, like, stop something. Because this, like, man and woman died. And then, like, right before the end of my dream, we realized that it was that girl's, like, parents. And, you know, because it was like, oh, my baby, and said her name, and, like, she, you know, she didn't realize, like, it didn't click until then that, like, they had the same last name. I don't know. It was very strange. Like I said, I really just feel like I dreamwalked. Like I was in someone else's nightmare. Because everything went wrong, of course. It always does. Time travel never works. And whatever kind of time traveling you're doing, whether it's in CU kind or otherwise. But the guy we were with got hurt or died or something. I think that's what made me wake up, was that he died and something happened. Like, I don't know, when he died, we got, like, boomeranged back to the present. And then, like, the apocalypse was actively happening and I woke up. Like, I don't know, it's all very blurry. I feel like I tried to wake myself up and it took a minute. Anyways. Yeah, thanks for listening. Get so freaked out. Because for a long time, I haven't had, like, I've just started having dreams like this, like, within the last month, probably, but I went, like, almost 2.5 years where I just didn't dream, but I guess my brain's starting to get fixed. But, I've really, like, vivid, like, lucid dreams. Like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm a dream walker sometimes. Oh, and then I was really freaked out. I watched a Supernatural episode about a dream walker. Super freaked out. Because I have, like, again, used to, I haven't in a long time, but I used to have these, like, recurrent dreams, like, not the same thing happening every time, but, like, almost episodic, like, I was in the same place every time, and it wasn't a place that was, like, you know, oh, I'm at my grandma's house, but it's actually my whatever, you know, it was like something different than, like, my personal experience. And I would just have these, like, recurring kind of, or like I said, kind of episodic dreams, that they were all kind of similar. I was always the same kind of person, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm really freaked out right now. Anyway. Thanks. I really need to get back to sleep. Oh, weekends are always so long. God, you know you're a parent when you say that. Oh, most people are like, oh, the weekend. It's not. I wish it were longer. Whatever. I mean, I do sometimes, but Generally. God, they're just exhausting. I say today, fuck, I need to go back to sleep. Maybe I'll go to the museum. I don't know. Yeah, I finally used my membership over that long weekend. Speaking of long weekends. Is, you get a membership to something thinking it's going to be cheaper, because mathematically it's much cheaper if you just go a second time, but that's how they get you. You never go back. Oh no, but we went back. We finally went. We're actually using this membership. Man, a couple summers ago, I got like a membership to the water park. And man, we went like a couple times a week. Used the shit out of that thing. Then last summer, I got it, and we literally went twice. The whole summer. And then, so this summer I didn't even bother. We didn't even get a membership. I got a museum membership instead that I've actually used. Because, oh wait, museums are inside and you can go anytime. I know, it's so reasonable, but don't think about it. What do you think? I mean, people in general are optimistic, right? Like, although, did you know they've done studies that people are, I say studies like it's actually scientific. I don't even know. I don't remember where I read this. Probably on Facebook, so it's probably not true, but, people who are chronically late are just more optimistic. Like we're optimistic about how much time we have and how quickly we can do things. And so, I run late all the time, it just means I'm trying to stay positive, right? Oh, they say. Oh, that. People who are optimistic. No, that's not what I'm sorry. Yes, I'm rambling. I'm trying to calm myself down. Oh, my heart's still racing a little bit. Let's talk about museums. That'll calm me down, right? No, just. That people are optimistic and they like a deal, so a season pass seems like a good idea. But, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Especially things like the water park, like you're so excited about it. You think you're gonna go all the time. And then once you get in there, you realize how much you actually hate it. Kids running around. I have, I think it's that like teacher part of me. Like I'm just, oh God, it's so hard for me to relax when there are like kids running around unsupervised. Like I don't know. I end up just like. Like, I seriously, it's like a. I can't stop. Like, if I. It's like I have a sixth sense for like kids who aren't being watched. And I just can't relax in those like situations like that. At the museum, it's different because like there's not a whole lot of like danger, you know? Like a kid who's out of arm's reach of their parent at the museum is much less likely to get kidnapped than a kid who's out of their parents' reach at a water park is to get hurt or drowned or whatever. So I just, yeah, this is not calming me down. Talking about my anxiety about water parks. Anyway, so what else should I talk about? I could just shut up and let you hold me. You know what'll make me feel better? Going to see the chiropractor in a couple hours. Oh, he's just so hot. I can't help it. It just makes me laugh. They're all hot, but yeah, no, he's real hot. Guys, my age. Yeah, they had a. Oh, it's Dr. So and so's birthday. And I asked him how old he was, and I was joking with him because I thought he was like 24. I was like, oh no. I'm like, holy shit, you're my age. What the hell? Think it's because I've gotten so good at telling when guys are rocking a beard because I have a baby face. I can tell he's one of those guys. It's like I can x-ray their baby face through their beard. Your tricks don't work on me. Deception, I can tell you have a baby face. Idea if that is a specialized skill or not. Have no idea what the weather's gonna be today. If I had one of those creepy robot spies, I could just ask. I don't. You're right. I do have one. It's just hiding in a box because I don't want robot spies in my house. Oh, you're right. It might technically be in the house, but it's not plugged in or connected to the internet, so it's theoretically, just a hunk of metal, right? And not some like Big Brother masquerading as a woman's name. Yeah. that's not a good way to get me to not have nightmares. Talk about how robots are going to take over the world. Definitely had that nightmare. What are you going to talk about? See, last time we talked about cloning. No, my brain's so jumbled, I don't even have a good I heard on the radio story for you. Probably could if I thought about it. No, you know how it is when you're something like kicks your anxiety into gear, and then it's like the anxiousness just takes over and like becomes its own thing, and then you're just like you've already forgotten the thing that first made you anxious, but now you're just like the physiological, I don't know, like dominoes have already tipped. And so you're just like, okay, I just feel like shit. Why do I feel like this? Yeah, I think the human brain and the human body are just so fascinating, like, that your thoughts can trigger something like such a physical reaction without, like, I don't know. I think it's just. It'd be more fascinating if it wasn't so freaking awful. You're right. It's not awful all the time. No, that's. Oh. I guess that could argument could be made. Maybe my brain and my body are too reactive to each other, with each other. My thoughts have too strong an effect on what my body does. But I think that's why, like, positive self-talk is so important. Like, part of the reason that I've been able to survive this long. If you tell yourself it's gonna be okay, it's usually gonna be okay. Just take deep breaths and tell yourself it's gonna be okay. Usually, whatever is happening passes and it's gonna be okay, you know? Oh, fuck, the sun's coming up. I need to go to sleep. Okay. All right, it's gonna be okay. shoulders were up in my ears. It's like breathing lessons 101. Get your shoulders down. Yep. Yeah, if you're breathing right, your shoulders shouldn't move.